Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we begin our study of Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. If you have any questions, comments, or prayer requests, you can send those by email to BBFOhio@protonmail.com, or you can mail your letter along with any check or money order contributions to support this ministry to Bible Believers Fellowship, P.O. Box 662, Worthington, Ohio, 43085. Donations can also be made at bbfohio.com using the PayPal donation button. We now begin Hosea chapter 4, verses 1 through 11. This is part 1 of 2.
All right. Right after current events update. Just going to do some highlights, current events highlights. Take a quick overview of what's going on as of May 20th, 2020. So if you write out the date today, it's 5-20-2020. And I'm sure there's some, you know, secret meaning to that. Go on YouTube and find out when the world's going to end or something. So one of the things that's happened with this coronavirus thing is that fake healers, they call them faith healers, I call them fake healers, are being exposed. This poor fellow is a pastor who claimed to be able to heal the sick who had COVID-19, and they came to him, he laid hands on him, got sick, and he died. A pastor in Cameroon died from COVID-19 after contracting the virus from laying his hands on infected believers to heal them. According to the Christian Post, Frankline Difor, ironic name, the founder of Kingship International Ministries, died Saturday. Difor was 39. This is a guy named Robert Rigobert Che, one of the pastor's followers. He said, quote, "This is a pastor that has been laying hands on the sick and claiming that he cures COVID-19. If you, the person that claims that you are curing COVID-19, you are dead. What about the fellow people that were affected by the COVID-19? Now that he is dead, I do not know how the people that he was laying hands on will be healed." Meanwhile, in China, the China commies are still commies. China is forcing school teachers to renounce their Christian faith or risk being fired. I believe that's only teachers in China, thankfully.
Praise the Lord.
This is the name of an organization, Bitter Winter. Bitter Winter, which monitors religious freedom in the country, said the pressure on Christian teachers intensified after Chinese president, I think it's Xi Jinping. We'll just call him President X. In September 2018, said one goal of education was to raise the next generation of socialists. And socialists are agnostics and atheists. The speech was reported by state-run media. Quote, "The state's control over ideology is becoming stricter and stricter, particularly in the field of education," a Catholic kindergarten teacher told Bitter Winter. "If teachers hold religious beliefs, this becomes a political problem for the government," end quote. Only if your government is satanic. Now, the thing as Americans I think we need to pause and note is that all the free traders, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Dick Cheney, George W. Bush, who was George H.W. Bush's vice president?
Quayle,
yeah. He was one of them too. And Obama, and this guy running now that can't remember his own name, O'Biden. They all lied to you. They all told you that if we gave away the farm, China would become friendly. And it's a big, fat, stinking lie. By the way, they lied to you when they call what they do for free trade. It's not free trade. You give away the farm, they take everything. That's what they call free trade. What we want is fair and free trade, meaning you equal out things, and that's what Donald Trump has done. That's why you'll hear me defending him. I'm a little louder than I probably would otherwise be because so many Christians that I know are stupid and they don't defend what's right. So I have to speak a little louder. And that is when I have a president who comes in and stops our country from selling out to the communists, he's the only one in my lifetime to do it. Now, I don't know about Reagan because it wasn't quite the same. And even Carter and Ford and Nixon, wasn't quite the same. But ever since George H.W. Bush, every president until Trump has been selling you out, selling our nation down the river. Both parties. So Trump, in the meantime, is still not a commie. Trump Labor Department strengthens protections for religious organizations. Now, that doesn't mean anything to most Christians today because, like I said, they're stupid. They don't know what they've got when they've got it. They don't know how good they've got it when they've got it good. He's not perfect, and we tell you all the time, Trump's got problems, and his Israel policy, continue to pray, he changes that as far as trying to force them to give up land. And that's one of the areas where godless people agree with him, by the way. But anyway, other things, including this all this talk about a vaccine and all that.
He ought to have a red flag when he knows the liberals are agreeing.
Yeah, hopefully by the time it all comes around, he'll be educated by some people he's got near him. But if you don't thank God for having him instead of Hillary, you're an imbecile. And I'm telling you, when you want to watch your country die, it's when Christians are as dumb as so many Christians are today. There are Christians out there putting out commercials and blog posts and videos on social media attacking Donald Trump. Now, I don't think there's anything wrong with him saying that if they disagree with him on something, but that's not what they're doing. That's why if you look at the pastor mobile on the glass for this last year before the 2020 election, I hadn't bothered putting a Trump sticker on or anything, but this time I did something. I put this zoom in there for you. And it's, may God bless our President Donald Trump. 1 Timothy 2:1-6, authorized King James Bible, just stirs up the devil in people.
Oh,
you just ought to see it. It's great. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 2 and read that. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 6. All right, if you're there, read the beginning in verse 1. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now, I'll stop there. He's not a king. And he said things this past month that makes me think he thought he was a king. He's not a king, but then there's a lot of other people who think he's a king, and they're calling on him to do things he doesn't have the power to do. He's the president. He's head of one of the three branches of the federal government. So verse 3 through 6, read, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. That's why I didn't just say 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2. Because I'm hoping people will go home and read that. And they read it right to verse 6. They'll see the core of the gospel message.
Trump is in authority, as verse 2 says.
Yes, he is in authority. And that's why we also should pray for Rhino DeWine. I mean, Governor DeWine. And so liberals are still tyrants. That hasn't changed since last time we talked about it. Hundreds of California churches plan to reopen on May 31st despite the liberal tyrant governor's orders.
Nice.
The same thing was true. We're talking about the lesbian liberal tyrant mayor of Chicago. And I'm telling you, you elect a liberal or a progressive Republican, you get a tyrant. And as soon as they can, they'll take. They get all the power grab they can. Close to 500 California pastors are planning on reopening their churches, regardless of whether they have the state's approval. The churches, quote, the churches are not asking for permission, said religious freedom attorney Bob Tyler, who is advising the pastors, CBN News reports. Quote, the governor is sitting here as a dictator, trumping, ironic use of term there, trumping the Constitution, and is kind of hanging on to this state of emergency for as long as he can hold it, he added. End quote, he added.
Yeah.
And that's what tyrants and liberals, tyrants, it's the same thing, they are. The liberals have always been, and rhino Republicans have always been that way. Quote, we declare that on May 31st, 2020, or sooner, we will resume corporate worship as instructed in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 24 and 25, the petition asserts. According to Tyler, the pastors are committed to opening regardless of what the governor decides.
Amen.
And by the way, Sunday, if you didn't see it already, watch the current events update and then the rest of the message. And in the current events update, we talk about the fact that the numbers of deaths is inflated. And almost all the deaths are people age 65 and older, or people with underlying conditions like diabetes, heart disease, on chemo, you know, that sort of thing. Healthy people under the age of 65 are not dying at this COVID-19 at a rate that even compares to the regular H1N1 flu. And under the age of 10, we just heard a report before we came in here, only 1.7% of the deaths of COVID-19 are 10 and under. What's that tell you? It tells you it's stupid to be shutting down the economy and not allowing these people to get back to work. If you're old or sick, stay home. I do. But if I wasn't old or sick, I'd be really upset right now, especially if I was losing my small business or whatever's going on. So that's that. We'll have more to say on all that stuff later, but that's just a highlight of what's going on. And so we'll get into our study in Hosea 4, 1 through 11. Before we read, just want to mention, I was just happened to be reading a book written by a guy named Robert Dick Wilson. He was a Princeton scholar, believe it or not, but it was 100 years ago, so there were still some Christians in Princeton. And the attacks on Hosea and the rest of the Bible are based on absurdities. If you, through the years, we have tackled one here, one there, just showing the absurdities behind the attacks on the Bible. And I was reading in that book, it says, quote, several passages in Hosea are held to be a later addition because they are thought to express ideas alien to Hosea's historical or theological position. Now, these and all such opinions are absolutely worthless as evidence because they just make it up. He continues, in fact, they are not evidence at all in a legal or scientific sense, for they have in their favor no reasons resulting from investigations, end quote. Now, that book, if you don't have at least to Hebrew, there's times where you get a little lost in it, but that book that I'm referring to is just one of a number of books out there that show people are so impressed with scholarship. Doctor, head is puffed. You know. what is it? Dr. Snotgrass. You know, those kind of guys. They spend years and spend tons of money to get degrees, but if you were aware of what they are taught and the kind of people that teach them and the curriculum they use and even the things they themselves then put in their own books and things, it's just crazy. It's absurd. The good thing is you're going to have a glorified brain. And when you stand at the great white throne judgment and listen to these guys judged, you're going to understand it then if you don't understand it now. And you're going to see that all these smart alecks, these, you know, people who are self-important, just think they're so smart. It'll be just like Lucifer. In Isaiah 14, after it gives you the five I wills that, you know, Lucifer says, I will this and I will that. And it says that everyone will look on him and say, is this the man that caused all this? Yeah. Caused all this trouble? And that's the same thing you're going to do for all his people too. Yeah. All those scholars and people who tear up your Bible and make you lose your faith in the Bible. That includes all the guys from the Jesus Seminar, that people you see on the History Channel and PBS. All those nuts are going to bow a knee at a great white throne to Jesus Christ. Amen. And you're going to see how crazy they are. And Hosea is dealing with the same thing. You say, well, this is 2,700 years ago. I mean, there was not the same thing. Yes, it was. It was the same thing. Same game. They all had their degrees and they had their positions. They were priests and Jesus, by the time Jesus comes around, he's dealing with Pharisees, doctors of the law. Doctors. Now, you earn a doctorate and it's in some legitimate thing, fine. But these doctors out of seminaries, that's what Hosea is dealing with. And we saw the picture painted in the first three chapters of Hosea, and now the rubber meets the road. We're going to see we're going to start in verses 1 through 5. So if you will, begin and read the odd verses with me, beginning with verse 1. Hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing and stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood toucheth blood. Therefore shall the land mourn, and every one that dwelleth therein shall languish with the beasts of the field and with the fowls of heaven. Yea, the fishes of the sea also shall be taken away. Yet let no man strive nor reprove another, for thy people are as they that strive with the priest. Therefore shalt thou fall in the day, and the prophet also shall fall with thee in the night, and I will destroy thy mother. Heavy stuff. Can you say amen? Amen. So verse 1 starts saying, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel, for the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land. You don't want controversy with the Lord. You want to be right with the Lord. You want to be getting along with the Lord. And that some of us have gone there and been there, done that, and got the T-shirt, as they say. And but the wise man doesn't have to go there. He learns by the Word of God. And he can also, there's plenty of examples in front of you. Almost every day you turn on the news, you see examples of it. So, but as a reminder, here in Hosea, God is dealing with a nation. But and that nation is not the church. The nation is Israel. And I say that because commentaries will... Now, you'll see there is application to anyone and their relationship with the Lord. But you have to start with the intention of God in his prophet here, and it's speaking to Israel. That's where it starts. And don't ever, and you got to be careful not to misapply things. But verse 1 goes on and says, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. Again, we can see the parallels to our modern day. I don't think it takes a lot of thought. But no truth, what's that mean? That's relativity. There are no absolutes. And diversity. Political correctness is to give the idea that there's no absolutes, so therefore, you know, you should go along with the newspeak, is what Orwell called it. And the Bible calls certain things like adultery. What politically correct, though, you're not supposed to call it that. You should call it an affair or alternate lifestyle. Sodomite is now a homosexual or gay. A whore is now a sex addict. And, you know, all these terms, you can't even use, mentally retarded. If you say the word mentally retarded, everybody gets all over you. And I'm here to tell you, folks, if you have mentally retarded people in your life, they don't care. You have been brainwashed into thinking that we need to change the language. There is nothing wrong with the word retarded. It means what it means. Now, people use terms like that as an insult. Well, they're saying, that dude, you're mentally handicapped. It doesn't matter. Whatever you use to describe any kind of disability, they're going to turn around and use that as an insult on people. Yes.
Special abilities.
Now it's all positive.
No, honestly.
Yeah. She knows she got to work with that department. Yes, you can say.
I was going to mention what they're trying to do with that, they're trying to change the way of thinking. Like with people with mental illnesses, you're not supposed to say, oh, I work with a bunch of schizophrenics. It's I work with a bunch of people who are living with schizophrenia.
Yeah. And really, we'll see, every one of these comes back to control. You need to understand you're being controlled. People want to control you. And homosexuals around each other call each other queer all the time. But if you then, as a straight man, refer to them as queer, you can't say that. We will control you. You will speak as we tell you to speak. You will call me what I tell you to call me. You know, it's not transvestite anymore. It's transgender, and all this stuff. And, a sign of apostasy is speaking nicely about wickedness. And if you talk nice about things that are wicked, you're an apostate. That includes everybody in this room right now. That includes everybody watching on the phone. If you run around kissing their behind, that's what you're doing. You might as well just literally do it.
God said, woe to you if you call people good and evil.
And I get, every time I've talked about this, I get email from people. I say, listen, you just need to look in the mirror and say, I am an apostate. Because if you are worried about something God calls an abomination, your heart's not right.
Turn to your neighbor and say, I agree.
Joel Osteen crowd. Here's how they talk. This is how, my truth is, but your truth might be, you need to find your truth, and I find my truth. Why? Because there is no truth. Exactly what we just read is going on in America. There is no truth. You just have your truth. I have, to me, I feel. Now, I have to say this. Now, all of us, I've caught myself, it's been a while, but I remember one time I was talking and I said, well, I feel like, and I stopped myself. I'm like, no, what I'm saying is, based on this information, it would appear that this is the case. But you see, you're not supposed to talk in absolute terms anymore. Everything's supposed to be up in the air. So, well, to me, I feel that, and et cetera. Any other examples you can think of you want before I move on? Yeah.
My diversity class at OSU, they didn't like it when I made blatant statements. They wanted us to say, oh, I feel.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to shut up mostly.
Yeah. And that's what most people do in public schools and the state-run school systems, whether it's lower or higher education. A lot of people just sit there and don't say anything. Because, they want to get their grade, but they don't want to lie, and they don't want to play the game.
Yeah, they used to tell me because my youngest brother was mentally retarded. When I would say that, I used to get yelled at and say, you don't say it like that. You say mentally challenged.
Yeah. Well, I tell them to shut up.
I
had somebody not too long ago, somebody said, I can't believe you'd still say that. Why? Because I'm not controlled like you are? Why don't you just bow down to them? Burn some incense and chant. That's what you're doing. It's just weird. Have you sat and thought about it, how weird it is right now? Then Christians are the biggest rear-end kissers on the planet. They walk around all the time just say, oh, how should I talk? What should I say? Oh, I don't want to hurt your feelings. I mean, what a joke. Nor mercy. That's just Darwinianism. Survival of the fittest. There's no mercy. Euthanasia, that includes abortion, but it also includes infanticide, like the Virginia Democrat governor, Northam or whatever his name is, the guy that wears blackface at parties here not too long ago and lies about it. And he says you should be able to just give birth right up to 9 months and just let it lay there and die. That's the kind of wickedness of liberals and progressives. And that's exactly what Hosea is dealing with. Domestic abuse. That people don't care about this. Among the you take the Christian groups and the religious groups who practice heterosexual marriage, the amount of domestic abuse is very low. Outside of that, it skyrockets. When you go into the LGBTQ thing, it goes up even higher. And you add drugs to the mix, and it goes through the roof. People don't care. If they cared, they'd try to get people out of that lifestyle. Etc. And then it says, nor knowledge of God, and that's just all out apostasy. No knowledge of God. No authority. Most people don't believe the Bible is the Word of God. And most Christians only say they do. If you talk to most Christians, you ask them, show me a book that is without error.
Amen.
Very few will say, well, I believe the originals. And there's no such thing as an infallible translation. The originals. Here's how cuckoo Christians are. Okay, where is the original? No one's ever seen it. That's a fairy tale for grown-ups. That's as bad as Darwin. You got an authority you've never seen? How does that work?
Amen.
I'll tell you how it works. Go to the churches that have been doing that the longest, and you'll see how bad it's going to get in the churches who are just now going down that path. Yep. It's incremental. It takes time. But they get there. And there are a few Bible teachers. Even among churches who will profess to believe they have a book, very few of them teach it. And you'll go there week after week, and all you get is, you know, lectures on do this, do that, do this, do that, and they'll fling a few Bible verses at you. You go there for 40 years, and you won't know the Bible any better than you did the first day you walked in. Unless you happen to be one of the few who take it upon themselves to study on their own. And we know from the polls, most people don't do that. Yeah, Doug?
I tell people what makes this book the absolute word of God is it's three things. It's all truth, no errors, and complete.
But that's all true, but people don't believe it.
But I'm saying if you don't believe that, then I can't tell you anything.
That's right. That's exactly why whenever we're talking to our neighbors, friends, and loved ones, if they don't believe it's the Word of God, and anything, you know, we go ahead and try, but that's why we're not seeing a lot of results. And that's why, because few are desiring the truth. Most Christians will purposely attend churches where they don't actually teach the Bible. They will purposely look for teachers on TV where they'll just hear these constant positive thinking pep talks.
Say Bible.
Make me feel good, Doug.